You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
If it's trending, it's here now. This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
So the Olympics kicks off Friday in Paris, France. A lot of people are very excited about it. And there's some rumors out there. Celine Dion is now in Paris for the Olympics. She hasn't sang in a long time.
Yeah,
she's obviously dealing with that stiff person syndrome. Yeah.
Not a rumor. They've paid her $2 million plus travel for she and her family to be there.
Will she perform is the question.
I'm sorry, TJ, for her and her family to be there, not she and her family.
Yes. You
know, they say she's definitely
going to perform.
$2 million plus airfare and accommodations for Celine Dion and her family.
Not so bad.
No, not a bad gig.
Is it airfare or does she have a plane that can make it from here to Paris?
She's not flying Delta?
It's probably not airfare. You're right. That's a good point.
What is that? The Concorde? Yeah.
It's probably not your regular airfare.
Delta, middle seat, yeah. Celine Dion. And Lady Gaga's also out there, so shaping up for something.
She's a spirit.
Another one they said is going to be there. Apparently, Snoop Dogg is the second to last person to carry the Olympic torch. Now, the last person, they always keep a secret, so that when it's handed off, that person just kind of steps out into it. Like, you go back to 96 when Ali did it, and people were like, oh, it's Muhammad Ali. So, Snoop, for whatever reason, will apparently carry the Olympic torch and then hand it off to the surprise last person. I don't know if Snoop has some kind of French connection or what that's about. I don't know. But look for that Friday night during the Olympics opening ceremonies.
TJ was talking about, have we had enough of the Kelce brothers? I feel the same way about Snoop.
Oh, I have been that way for a long time. Yeah, I like him. I think he's just overly saturated.
It's a lot of Snoop. A lot of Snoop.
Yeah.
But also on Friday, Deadpool and Wolverine is out in theaters. And I've been talking about this a lot, but remember, it's going to be one of the highest grossing entertainment products of all time. So certainly the biggest opening weekend for an R-rated movie, probably the highest grossing R-rated movie of all time. The initial reviews hit the internet yesterday. Pretty positive.
Yeah.
Pretty positive. They said it's just fun.
Is that the one with the big purple monster?
That is not. What was that called?
If.
That was If.
And did Jim from The Office write and direct that?
I think so.
He did.
Yeah. I don't know how that one did, but this is going to be a monster movie.
It did not do well.
They're expecting this movie to do $180 million domestically and somewhere between $350 and $390 million internationally in its first weekend.
Yeah. Hmm. I don't want to belabor the point, but it is going to be a monster of a film. So a lot of people excited for that.
I think that's just hype. There's no way it reaches that.
You think?
Yeah.
It's going to underperform?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's got a pretty good track record so far.
People just don't like those two.
I know. They're awful.
I love a prediction like that. Like, I'm not feeling it.
You know why I'm not going to support it?
Why is that?
Canadian.
And?
Oh, Australian.
Yeah. Oh. Ain't no Americans starring in it.
That's right.
It's basically
a foreign film is what it is.
It didn't even occur to me. Yeah, I don't like that.
It's basically a foreign film.
See, and I just ruined it.
You did.
What the projected numbers are going to be tomorrow after that gets around that I said.
I'm canceling my tickets.
Exactly. Yeah. So those are just a few things that are now trending.
All right, so going to Disney World on a vacation has always been expensive, but is it going to get even more expensive with fines that you could possibly get while you're there in the parks? Ooh. We'll explain all that to you coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60 Second Stories, The Good News, The Music Update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime,
every day.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Hey. Yeah, it is. I think this could be my favorite story of the day. I don't know yet because the day's not over. Sun has not set. But so far today, I think this is my favorite story. Disney World has had some bad press over the past few years, and they've had to cut a lot of jobs at Disney and all kinds of stuff like that. But there's a story that was published that's going to be even more negative feedback from Disney. According to this story, Disney World has banned flatulence in the parks.
How does that work?
This is one of those things that, when you see something that's so ridiculous, and then you see people say that is so ridiculous, but then they go on to explain how that would never work and all, as if it's a real story.
Yeah.
It's a parody that somebody put out saying, and it shows images of infrared people with flame coming out of their butt in the and saying that you're going to get fined. And all of these people, the people who actually think that it's true, that's bad enough. But people who know that it's not true, but then take the time to go argue the point.
Yeah.
Why not just laugh at it, chalk it up and go, that's one of the stupidest things. That's funny, but that's stupid.
Yeah. Like they're watching people with infrared cameras.
Yeah. And it shows a guy, it looks like he's standing there paying, at one of those concession cart things. And he's standing there and just the heat from below the waist is all red. And then it shows the flame coming out of his butt.
That's awesome.
But do we actually need fact checking on that? Because this story was on Snopes. I mean, we have to fact check this?
If you know it's a parody, then why would you? Why is there fact checking involved?
Because too many people thought that it was real.
Yeah, for Snopes, though, for them, that's what they do. And they're like, yeah, somebody sent this to us, and we'll check it out.
A new sucker's born every. I mean, people are getting duped on the internet left and right.
You see a lot of those things being reposted, like especially on Twitter. People say, I cannot believe this. And, like the first comment is somebody saying, it's a parody site. That's not real.
But, now it could be easy. It is easier to fool people with that AI and all that stuff, those chat boxes and stuff.
Yeah, there was an announcement that Jimmy Carter died the other day, and it blew up. They had representatives in Congress reposting it.
Was that the deal where he was announcing his own death, that he had just died, and people fell for it? Yeah. Was it that bad?
He said, I'm going to miss my wife. She's a baddie. And they had people like reposting it. It was like, come on. He did not call. He did not refer to his wife as a baddie.
Yeah. I don't know.
But I chalk that up to there are just some people who are not, they don't get sarcasm. And I always wonder, when they complain about silly things that we've done, Ace.
Yeah.
And then when you tell them it was just a joke, they even get more angry then and go, well, it wasn't funny. And I genuinely... And I have in emails, returns, and direct messages and stuff, just genuinely ask out of curiosity, what do you find funny? What's funny to you? Because they'll always say that, well, that's not funny. Well, what is funny?
What is funny?
Slipping and falling like a slapstick or what? Because I'm genuinely
It's got to be, in that case, it's got to be something that's just blatantly, a fart joke or something.
Well, if you're not laughing at this fart joke. The Disney. Yeah, that's about Disney.
That's a very funny fart joke. You're right.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
We always talk about how Tech D Rob is a little bit, well, he's not, it's hard to be a little bit unique. He's unique. You can't be a little unique. Yeah. You're either unique or you're not, but he is. And one of the things that we have the most fun with as far as Rob's personality is the fact that he doesn't want to talk to anybody in the public. Not even one of us. If he sees us in the public, he will ignore us or try to sneak by without having to exchange pleasantries with us.
How we just become the public.
Yeah.
And not someone he knows.
Right. But there is a lady that was on the TikToks, and she feels you, Rob. She doesn't want to talk to anybody either. And it's not because she's socially awkward, you know, like you are. Yeah. It's because she's just tired of people. So this could be more like Riggins. You know, when he gets upset, Ace, if the checkout person asks him what he's going to be doing with all of the stuff that he's buying. Like, are you having a party? No, I'm not having a party. I just like chips or whatever. Well, this is an older lady, and she's in her car. Is what I've determined is how you have to post videos on TikTok now. You have to be in your car.
Yeah.
So this is just the first part of what she said.
I'm starting to get to the place when somebody say, "Can I talk to you?" No. 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 People want to talk to you, but they don't come with no greetings, like wonderful things. You know, like, what, you know, they keep asking me, how many children do you got? How old is you? But everybody said, what is it, like a preamble where everybody say the same thing when they want to say something to you? No, what about like a regular conversation? Why is my age and how many children I got and where I live? What? Why can't we just have like a regular conversation? Can I talk to you? No.
Can I ask you what you going to do with all this beer, Riggins? Yeah. No.
No.
No. No. No.
That the preamble. The only question she's getting is, how old are you and how many kids you got?
Are they doing surveys? What is it?
I don't know. You? How many children you got?
No. That's what I'm going to start telling people.
She's adorable. Can you do me a favor?
No.
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 Stop talking to me. You don't want to have a good conversation.
They don't come with something wonderful.
Yeah, I get that. I totally relate to that. Just shut up.
You know what happens when somebody comes up to me and just starts talking? I think I'm supposed to know this person, and I'm going to be embarrassed if I don't know them. It's going to make them feel bad.
Yeah.
You know, and then about 10 minutes into the conversation, they go, yeah, I mean, I knew I was trying to catch you up here before you left. I listened to you all the time on the radio. So then you realize I haven't met this person. They just feel like they know me already.
Which is a compliment.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But now I know how I'm going to respond. New.
New.
Do you?
New.
Nope.
TJ, can I talk to you for a second?
Nope. Nope.
Nope.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Available when you want it, how you want it. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
My name is TJ, and I have, for a long time, wanted for our society to get back to getting married earlier in life and having children earlier, after you've gotten married. That's why I think this story from Florida is super, super sad, because it looks like the plan for that is not going to happen. There's a 26-year-old woman in Florida named Molly Hogan. And she got arrested over the weekend because she attacked her fiance. They were supposed to get married this coming weekend, but that's not going to happen because there's had to be a restraining order placed on her because they were having a, quote, heated argument over a prenup. So she grabbed him around his head and started hitting him and kicking him, they said, in the chest, torso, back, and legs, causing multiple injuries. His brother was there. He tried to break it up, and she bit him, allegedly. And the wedding that was scheduled for this Saturday is off.
So they're discussing a prenup less than a week before the wedding?
Yeah. Now, here's the thing. The story did not give the details as to what the argument about the prenup was, like who had a problem with this or that. So then I looked at the story and clicked on her mugshot, and just judging on looks, which I'm really, really, really good at doing, I would say she is the one that is trying to get the most out of a prenup, that he's the one that has the money that needs to be prenupted.
You gathered all that from a mugshot?
Just from her mugshot?
Yeah, because, I mean, this doesn't look like a wealthy person. I mean, she got a bad tattoo on her collarbone.
Yeah.
It just doesn't. She
looks like a potato.
It looks like she got hit in the forehead with a horseshoe. It's like a horseshoe sunburn or something.
Did you say she looks like a potato?
Yeah. Did.
Yeah, it looks like
there are a lot of rich people who could look like potatoes.
Yeah.
For a but circus it's peanut. Just that it. Maybe it's the orange jumpsuit thing, the prison scrubs.
Yeah.
But the fact that you can see that bad tattoo coming up out of the top of the prison scrubs on her collarbone.
It's a good indicator. But again, so he's less than a week away and they're still arguing over a prenup?
Yeah, maybe.
You think that would be settled by now?
But maybe it was just a hypothetical. Ace, because I don't see her, you know, add the behavior together with the look, you know.
Yeah.
I don't see her really landing what you would think of being as a, you know, a really successful man. Yeah. So it could have just been a hypothetical.
Right.
Like if I had money and asked you to sign a prenup, would you do it? And she said no, and then they argued.
That would be great. That would be so crazy.
Yeah. If there's no need for a prenup, but you got into a big fight and ruined your wedding because of a hypothetical situation when you and your brother and your soon to be wife were sitting around having some beers in Florida one night on a Sunday evening.
You know, you're not getting married over the stupid hypothetical situation.
Just a question.
What?
This is the Ace and TJ Show. When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
If it's trending, it's here now. This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
So one of Ace and TJ's favorite people in the world was trending all day yesterday, and that would be Joe Burrow.
You know it, baby. Mm.
Quarterback in the NFL for the
Cincinnati Bengals.
He debuted a new haircut, blonde, shaved. I think it actually looks great.
Yeah,
I think it looks good.
He now looks exactly like WWE heavyweight champion Cody Rhodes.
Yeah, I'm normally not a fan of like the Slim Shady kind of style, but I think it totally works on him.
He's had it blonde. I don't care for it, but I do think it looks okay on him. But he's had it blonde in high school. There was a picture posted yesterday. Somebody posted a picture of him from his high school yearbook in his football uniform, and he had dyed his hair blonde then.
Yeah, I think it looks good.
I think he looks silly.
Really?
What a waste. Somebody who's got as thick of a head of hair, luxurious hair as he's got to do that to it. When it looked so good before.
I like that. Have some fun with it. If that's what you want to do, go for it. Have a good time.
I think I like this better.
But you say you didn't like it.
It's not my thing as far as I don't think it looks as good as his regular hair does. Mm-hmm. On. But go for it. If you know, I like the fact that he's having some fun with it.
Mm. Yeah. So today's a good day. Today is National Tequila Day. Tequila, very popular now. Yeah. Tequila tasting, tequila flights. I had a roommate right out of college. He would just sit around and sip tequila. I don't know a thing about tequila.
Yeah, I don't either. Ace and I were at a place in Atlanta one time, and they were having a tequila tasting in the bar, and these nerds showed up with all of these different glasses and sheets where they were filling out a sheet, tasting each thing. And then they would spit it out like wine tasting. They would sip it, and then they'd talk about what it tasted like and spit it out and write down these notes on clipboards and stuff.
Tequila's meant to be pounded before you go out for the night and get crazy.
Right before a mechanical bull.
Exactly. The guy that voices SpongeBob SquarePants revealed that SpongeBob is autistic. Now, this is on the heels of last week. We found out that Hello Kitty is not a cat, apparently. They're saying Hello Kitty's a little girl, even though her name is Hello Kitty. And she's got cat ears and whiskers. It's a little girl. Now, SpongeBob is autistic. So they said he's neurodivergent, and you can tell he's autistic because he has a focus on his job, and he is he has a hyper fixation on different things. So there you go.
Well, then why is 35 years after SpongeBob has been on, why is he just not saying
that? Why is that coming out now?
Because he's making it up. I think the guy's making it up. And I think Hello Kitty is a kitty. They just say that it's not because they're trying to get some attention.
Is that what it is?
They did.
Just trying to get some press out of it.
Or they don't want people thinking they're being cruel to animated animals.
Yeah,
no animated animal testing.
Fair enough. And then it was revealed yesterday, Celine Dion, Lady Gaga out in Paris, France. Celine Dion getting paid a fortune to perform during the Olympics. I've not heard anything about Lady Gaga. Is she performing?
I haven't heard that either. I've just heard she was there, but I haven't heard anything about her performing.
Yeah, that would be quite the duo. So those are just a few things that are now trending.
They thought they were their friend, but when does friendship cross the line? When can your friend ask you for a little too much or a lot too much? Next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Don't just listen to the Ace and TJ Show. Watch it. Now available 24 hours a day on YouTube. Just search for Ace TJ TV. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Shocking little piece of music news. Katy Perry's new single did not make the top 40. Her new single, Woman's World, failed to make the top 40. It debuted at number 63 on the Hot 100 and spiraled downward.
It didn't even make the top 50.
It only spent one day on Spotify's U.S. chart at number 110. One day, and then it disappeared.
Wasn't it terrible?
Yeah, it's awful.
Yeah. Her new album, 143, drops on September 20th. And she's already given up that $15 million a year gig with American Idol. So was it $15 million or was it more than
20?
So $20 million a year she was making?
I think that's
done.
Yeah. But I don't know that's never happened to her before since I Kissed a Girl came out in 2008 and blew up. So see what happens. Yesterday, we do something every Tuesday called group therapy on the Ace and TJ show. And yesterday's group therapy was spectacular because it was a woman who was very upset with her friend because her friend asked her to take her boudoir photos. And she said, sure, be glad to, figuring it would be lingerie, maybe a bikini, sexy shorts, that kind of thing.
Clear high heel.
But the friend wanted graphic photos taken. And she said, I'm not going to do that. I'm appalled you would ask me. The lady who wanted the photos taken just cussed her out and hung up and they haven't spoken since. She said she still wants to be your friend. She just doesn't want to be involved in taking any of her nasty photos.
An all-time classic.
Which is that ranks right up there at the top of the list. But your friend, typically you would think, oh, that's my friend. I'd do anything for that person. Because you don't fathom that your friend is going to ask you to do something just so ridiculous or so insane. You don't think of that. So you never really consider, I'd do anything for that person. But in reality, you wouldn't do anything for that person because there's a line somewhere that they're going to cross. So when did they cross that line? I can't believe my friend asked me to blank. And then let us know whether you did it or not. Because you could be appalled that they asked, but then you went ahead and did it anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's my friend. I'll do it. I didn't like doing it. I hated doing it, but I just, you know, I did it. And I'm curious to see as we go through them, when we go through the responses, how many of these things we would all be appalled at. And but whether we do them or not, for our friends here in the room.
I always go back to the guy that we know whose friend asked him to pistol whip him and then run his truck off of a cliff so he could get the insurance money.
I forgot about that.
I don't think I could do that. Yeah. I don't think I could. TJ came to me and said, hey, I'm going to need you to pistol whip me, and then we're going to push this truck off in the lake. Nah, man, I can't be involved in that.
I can pistol whip you.
Yeah. Yeah, but not to commit insurance fraud.
I just don't want to be in the insurance fraud part.
Yeah.
So, at the Ace TJ Show, give us your answers. We'll get to them next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Don't just listen to the Ace and TJ Show. Watch it. Now available 24 hours a day on YouTube. Just search for Ace TJ TV. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
That moment when your friend crossed the line. I can't believe my friend asked me to blank. Shelley said, many moons ago in my 20s, a friend asked me to pee in a cup for them to pass a drug screening for a job. Didn't happen. I would do that for a friend. If TJ came to me and said, hey, look, I got a problem. I smoked a little weed this weekend, but I got to take this drug test this week. Can you help me out? And be like, yes, I will do that for you. Gladly. Because I'm pretty safe that I'm not going to get in trouble. He's my friend. I trust him. Would you, Riggins, if one of us came to you and said, hey, can you pee in this cup for me? I need you got some clean urine I can have to pass this drug test?
Would I do it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
All right. Michelle said, had a friend who told me she was going on a date while her husband was out of town and wanted me to lie. That's a no. Also, he was my friend. I met her through him. I will not be complicit in that kind of thing.
Ooh.
So.
Yeah. Mm, that's fair.
That's a tough one. You can't ask somebody to lie to your spouse, get them involved in telling a lie to somebody else that they know. There's another one here. A friend asked to, quote unquote, borrow my husband for a date to a work function. He's very attractive and said she needed a good looking man on her arm to help her career. We did it and it worked out great for her. I was happy to help her and we didn't know anyone there, so no problem.
Yeah. That seems okay.
You know how many charity dates I've gone on with women? my wife said, take him.
So they said, keep me anonymous. My friend asked for the codes to my apartment building so she can use the facilities like the gym and the pool. I said, no, that could get me in trouble. And she got very offended and we really aren't friends anymore. It's like, man, you got a nice gym here. Oh, thanks. You got to love this pool. Yeah. Can I get the codes? I can just swing by anytime and let myself into the gym or the pool.
I thought we was friends.
Yeah, I would do that. Probably.
I wouldn't, because they're really cautious about those things. They'll end up, they can throw you out of the building for something like that.
Yeah.
Stephanie said, I had a friend ask me to lie to her significant other about cheating.
I would do that.
Lying to a significant other about cheating?
Yeah. So be like, if I said, Riggins, I cheated on Amanda, but I need you to lie to her and tell her I was at your place Thursday night, but I had a date with this woman. Would you do that for me?
100%. Not even thinking about it. Why? I don't have a relationship with y'all spouses. I mean, I like them fine, but I mean, where's the loyalty if you're not going to lie for your friend? I mean, wouldn't you?
No.
You wouldn't?
What, Rob?
No.
You really?
It would eat me.
So if I said, Rob, look, listen, I'm going to be honest with you. I wasn't at home Thursday night. I told Amanda I was with you, but I was out. I went and met this woman. Can you cover for me and let her know that I did come there? You would say, I'm not going to say that.
I would not be comfortable.
All right. What if I came to you and said, hey, Jody wanted me to go to this thing with her, but I told her I had to work, but I went fishing.
That's fine.
So it's not the lie, it's the severity of the offense. Yeah, I think it's the severity of the lie. Yeah.
That sounds awful. No, thank you.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting Podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
Rob, do you play a lot of VR?
No, it makes me sick.
Okay, that's right. I forgot about that. Do you, Riggins? I know you play a lot of video games, but no VR? They're having some problems. This is a doctor explaining some of the issues he's been. Dr. Ryan Rivera and some of the problems with virtual reality games.
While playing a VR game, you know, they didn't see the wall was there in front of them. They were, you know, lashing out at something. They hit the wall with their hand and broke one of the bones in their hand. They also saw a large number of injuries to the face. And those were not just the participants themselves, but injuries to other people.
I mean, I give them very specific tips. Stay away from stairs. Stay away from balconies. Stay away from the windows.
The numbers of people getting injured playing VR games has skyrocketed. And they say it goes up every year. I don't care. Those are some of the funniest videos you will ever see. When somebody's wearing VR goggles and they decide to take off running and they slam into the wall, that makes me laugh every single time. I cannot help it.
So if somebody's playing virtual reality games for so long that they forget to take a shower and all, do you call that VRBO?
Woo!
Verbo!
Come on.
Waka waka waka.
That's actually pretty good. And if you DoorDash on the side, there's a scam that a DoorDash delivery guy posted about on TikTok. Check out what people are doing here.
Look, y'all, another scam that's going on. So I'm like, let me do DoorDash. I get an order for Taco Bell for a pack of sauce. One pack of sauce. No food, no drink, no nothing. And then I get a call from DoorDash, and it's this detective saying, the order was placed fraudulently. Can you pull over? Let's do a three-step verification process, and they're going to reimburse you the $19 or $20 or whatever. And then he asked for my card number, my CCV, and the expiration date. And that's when I knew it was a scam, and I called DoorDash, and they flagged the whole account. If you get a call about a detective, it's fraud. Don't.
So they,
I didn't follow a part, any part of that.
He went real fast.
They place an order. Then when you place the order with DoorDash, it gives you the phone number of the driver. Then they call the driver and say, hey, it's a fraudulent order. We need to do a refund for you on your card. And when you have to get all of their card information. So essentially the DoorDash driver gives away his card information over the phone. And then they have access to use his card all the time because he thinks he's talking to DoorDash.
Oh, God.
Did he say that he didn't do it, though? Because it kind of sounded like he was actually got by that.
Yeah, he said he figured it out in the middle of doing it.
That's what I'd say, too, if I got got.
Oh, he got got. You lied.
I think he's just like, they're getting some people, not me, though.
Yeah. Hey, y'all, this is a scam that's going around. I mean, it didn't get me, but it almost got me.
It's a public service announcement, basically.
Yeah. And I, just a side note, I still cannot get over the fact, I have not been able to stop thinking about the fact that TJ told us yesterday that the thing, that piece of paper on a Reese's peanut butter cup is called a panty. I opened our pantry yesterday, and there's a large Reese's peanut butter cup sitting there. I was like, look just we got panties.
You can't look at that and not think it's a panty
it
now.
It has haunted me no, now. No. There's a story this morning that they're already putting out all of the Halloween stuff is now available online. And I'm like, it's like a bag full of Reese's panties.
Panties everywhere.
Can't stop thinking about it, no matter what.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
If it's trending, it's here now. This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
If you missed it yesterday afternoon, there was a video going viral from Yellowstone National Park. A hydrothermal explosion. I don't really know what that means, but it was coming out of a geyser. This enormous explosion. The closest thing I can compare it to is like a volcano.
Yeah.
Like a black soot volcano exploding, and all these tourists go running for their lives. I wouldn't even know if is that hot? Do you have to get it? But they look terrified, yeah. And reasonably so, understandably so.
But I mean, in this it's case, scary. It was also shooting rock into the air.
Okay, there is danger if you get hit by that stuff. That's why I didn't know. I was like, this is not just like, I don't know, ash, you know, room temperature ash. I didn't know.
I wonder how many people out there said we're suing Jellystone.
So many. I'm sure so many.
Take them to court.
The Olympics are trending. That begins on Friday in Paris, France. As we learned yesterday, Celine Dion is going to be performing. Lady Gaga is also out there. The athletes are there. And people have one question. Is LeBron really sleeping in that cardboard bed that they have for all the athletes? It's hard to believe.
A lot of times, the U.S. basketball team does not stay in the Olympic Village. I don't think they're not in there. They usually stay in one of the high-dollar hotels with their own security force because they are probably, as a collective unit, the biggest stars that will be there.
Yeah. Over Simone Biles, who's got to share a room.
She's obviously a huge star, but I'm sure they all have. I would think Simone Biles is not sharing a room with somebody in the Olympic Village, I don't think.
Yeah.
You know, she may have her own room or some type of special accommodations, but I believe the U.S. basketball team rents out floors of one of the, like the Ritz or something in Paris.
Yeah, because on those documentaries about the dream teams, it showed them, you know, on buses.
Yeah. They never stay in the village.
But I don't think they're going to win the gold this year.
Really?
Mm-mm, because of their coach, that Steve Kerr. He's not going to be as good as Coach K.
Mm. But historically speaking, Steve Kerr's a pretty good coach.
He's a wackadoodle. He's crazy.
And then that's not the only thing happening on Friday. Deadpool and Wolverine is out in theaters. Initial reviews hit the internet yesterday. They said it's a darn good time, is what I saw one reviewer write.
Hear, hear.
Those are just a few things that are now trending. What have you put your body through? That's what we're going to find out coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Available when you want it, how you want it. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
Happy National Drive-Through Day. Happy National Drive-Through Day. Celebrating, the drive-through.
The best part of America.
Well, I was going to ask, is that like an American idea? Well, did the drive-through originate in America? I hope it did.
Google it. Who?
It was probably McDonald's or somebody. Like I'm praying it's an American invention because I love the drive-through.
Yeah, let's say it is. Let's anyway, say, even if it's not.
Even if it's not. Yeah. And it's not fast food if it doesn't have a drive-thru.
The first identified drive-thru restaurant was established in 1947 at Red's Giant Hamburg, located in Springfield, Missouri.
All right.
Right there in the heart of America, baby. Hell
salt
yeah.
of the earth people. Love to see it. It's a happy National Drive-Thru Day. It's no secret that Ace has put his body through a lot, especially in the last couple of years. You can count him out. He had one vasectomy.
Yeah.
He got a reversal on that vasectomy.
Yeah.
And those were a few years apart. And then a few years after that, he went and got another vasectomy. I don't know what the record is for most vasectomies and reversals on one person, but I'm sure.
I had a vasectomy in 2016, a reversal in 2021, and another vasectomy in 2023.
So we are at...
is that right? Oh, actually, technically 2024. It was the beginning of 2024 when I had the second vasectomy.
So it's just, he's putting himself through a lot. And I don't know if they've studied the long-term effects of doing something like that.
It just makes me sexier. Oh.
Well, and then when was the implant procedure?
When I got the second vasectomy. Did it all at one time.
Yeah. Just knock it all out.
While we're here, Doc. Let's handle it all at once.
In Twilight.
It's like a Nicki Minaj butt cheek.
So I saw this question on the internet the other day. What's the most you've put your body through? Ace has done two vasectomies, a reversal.
I had a spring break in college. I abused my body pretty well.
I think people that enter like drinking contests when they're young and they end up having like, you know, five quarts of Fireball or whatever it is, you realize now, like, I put my body through so much.
Yeah, I mean, for two, probably close to 3 days, all I did was eat those Little Debbie cakes with all the food that I had, and everything else was just beer.
You're just really taking it. You're putting a beating on yourself. So what is it for you? What's the most you've put your body through? At the Ace TJ Show, we'll get your answers next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Live each weekday on your radio, anytime you want, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
So what's the most you've put your body through? We were talking about it earlier that Ace has had two vasectomies and a reversal. TJ, you've just had, is that public knowledge?
Yeah.
You've had a vasectomy.
Yeah.
But you never did the reversal.
No.
Yeah, that's the way the vast majority of people do it.
It's supposed to be the sort of the standard operating procedure. You get the vasectomy and then you're kind of done with it.
Right.
Yeah. Have you ever put your body through something super intense? Like, did you try to run a half marathon with no training?
the thing that I think would come closest to that, I went 8 weeks, I think, with eating no salt, like a no sodium thing, where I ate nothing but boiled chicken and boiled red potatoes with no salt, and drank protein shakes
for eight weeks.
And then the end of that was depleting my system of water, so I had to start out with 2 gallons of water and then step it down each day until the last day I could only put the water in my mouth and then spit it out.
Oh my God.
Just to see if I could do it.
I think
like a bodybuilder training kind of thing.
The more shocking story that I learned the other day is that you went to Disney World with canned sardines.
Oh, yeah.
And you're eating canned sardines in the Orlando heat at Disney World over a trash can because you couldn't eat anything there.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's clean protein.
It's clean protein. Yes. What did you put your body through at the Ace TJ Show? What's the most you've put your body through? Mallory said, I gave birth to a 9-pound baby naturally on accident. So I guess the baby was like, I'm ready. I'm coming. Yeah. She wasn't even, you know.
They were like, you're too far along with that epidural.
9 pounds.
Woo. Yeah, my sister-in-law had that.
Really?
Yeah, and he was 9 pounds, 14 ounces. Almost 10.
It's hard to believe.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love the way she phrased it. It was completely unintentional, and I do not recommend it.
Yeah, no, would not recommend. 0 out of 10. Erica said, over the years, I've had my tonsils removed, my appendix removed, my gallbladder and tubes removed. She said, hopefully that's it. I got you there. And then Beth said, the most I've ever put my body through was a breast reduction. 36 inches of scars, 4 pounds removed, 2-week recovery turned into 2 months. Just for a breast reduction. I didn't realize it was that intense.
Yeah, her husband must have really done something bad.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Live each weekday on your radio, anytime you want, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
So there are two internet stories that I love that I want to share with you today. You know, TJ, you always kind of roll your eyes when people act like martyrs when they adopt a dog or they get a dog from the you know, animal shelter or stuff.
They rescue it.
They rescue it, right. I want to get the words right. They didn't adopt. They rescued it. And really, that dog rescued me.
Right.
You know, it's like so dramatic. I found a guy on the internet yesterday. He is caring for a disabled toucan.
A disabled toucan.
Yes. The bird cannot properly pluck its own feathers to like preen itself. And he has to scrub the toucan's beak with a toothbrush. So you go over to this guy's house, he's got a disabled toucan. I mean, it's not funny, but come on. A disabled toucan.
Yeah, that's kind of unusual.
You really got to love that bird.
Right, and then he could only add a little layer to that by saying that he's fostering a disabled toucan. Right.
I mean, you're really taking the world on your shoulders when you're caring for a disabled toucan. So that
and look, if you're doing that kind of thing, I'm not criticizing you. For, you know, helping animals. It's just dramatic sounding.
It's very dramatic.
Like saying senior dogs instead of old dogs.
Exactly. And the other internet story that I love is also equally dramatic. You know how I was talking about a couple weeks ago how a woman said, you know what, if I'm not getting enough attention from my boyfriend, I'll order fajitas. Mm-hmm. That's her way of getting attention. Well, there's this viral TikTok now of two guys, I think they're dating. It's his birthday dinner at a Mexican restaurant, and his boyfriend decides to get fajitas. And the birthday boy is not happy. Like, how dare you at my birthday dinner upstage me by getting fajitas?
Because
now, this is like fajitas, a thing now.
The fajitas draw all the attention.
It's a show. It's when they pour that water in that hot skillet to make it steam like that, it's a show. It's
and
a
now
presentation.
All these people are coming forward going, oh, I've known this forever. You never order fajitas at somebody's birthday or at some sort of gathering, an official celebration of
somebody. They haven't known that forever. Come on. Ooh. I just made that up 15 seconds ago.
Because all this stuff is going viral. I was like, is this just a world that I've unlocked that I didn't know about? Like how rude it is to order fajitas at somebody else's birthday dinner?
They'll say it's rude because it stinks.
That's what I always thought.
Yeah. You know, but not because you ordered the show to upstage me.
Ooh,
I think they just created that.
Yeah.
I got to tell Meredith that she upstaged her nephew last week at his birthday.
Oh, she ordered the fajitas?
She did.
How old is the nephew?
In his early teenage years? I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, just get the fajitas and tell him not to pour the water in it to make it steam.
Yeah.
Then you're fine.
Maybe that could... relationship over.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.